Did you catch that?
We said threemium instead of threedom on the third one.
This is our first threemium episode.
I'm excited.
So exciting.
I'm pumped. I'm jazzed. I'm over the moon.
I'm scared and I'm terrified.
You're shaking like a leaf.
I'm quivering in my boots.
You're quivering.
How many times have you seen a leaf shiver?
Four. Shake?
Four times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you trying to scare it intentionally?
No, here's what it is. Mm. When the first day of autumn, what I do is I go out and I pick a tree, any tree that has leaves, and I stare at it.
It's got to be a tree with leaves.
Got to be a tree with leaves.
Because otherwise it's just a collection of branches.
You're not going to see a leaf shiver if you don't stare at a leaf.
It can't be coniferous.
Yeah.
So I will stare at this leafy tree and just see if there's a leaf that's ready to go.
Yeah.
And then I see one, and it starts to quiver and quake,
yeah,
and shiver and shake.
Mm-hmm. It's actually kind of creepy.
I'm going to watch this one all the way down. It makes me feel powerful.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah.
You feel powerful like a god, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really...
Feels good.
Wait, that's really cool how you...
Hey, thank you.
I just realized that.
Do you know what? I think you're cool.
That's nice.
I think you're a cool person.
Thanks.
Hey, by the way, who are we? We're cool people. Who are we? Who are you, woman?
Wait, is this
next to me?
Is this a thing that people can stumble upon?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
My name is Lauren Lapkus.
I don't know. But Lauren Lapkus is over here. You may know her as the star of the Wrong
Missy. My
name is Paul.
That's how you know me.
I'm Scott Aukerman. I'm a guy who watched the Wrong Missy.
Yeah, he's known for that. Best
I'm also one of those guys.
That's cool. Thanks for supporting my movie.
Your endeavors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have a show called Threedom. And if you've stumbled upon this is our premium episode of Threedom called Threemium.
Yeah. Well, and, goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. Oh, wait. No, stay, because we're going to answer your voicemails. As usual, you can send us voicemails at hagclaims8.com.
Don't use your phone to dial the number.
No,
go use your phone
don't.
To go to the website.
No.
Right.
Go to the website with the phone.
We know you want to use your phone to do one of these things.
Yeah, everybody's still on their phones these days.
Just trying to use a phone.
Phone.
All right. What do you say? Let's get to it. Let's hear.
What do you say?
Let's hear this voicemail, okay? All right, what do we got here?
Hi, Pretzel Gang. My name is Andrew. I am a longtime piss pig, and I got my mom into your podcast, and now I think she's an even bigger piss pig than I am.
Oh, dear.
I love that. And whenever I see her talk to her, inevitably Threedom comes up as a topic of conversation.
Well, that's
so
nice.
My question is, what shows, movies, bands, et cetera, did you and your parents bond over? Thank
Aww.
You. Also, hi, Mom.
That's cute.
That's nice. That's very cute.
That's a really
and
nice
hi
question.
To Andrew's mom. That's so nice of you to listen
hey,
to
Hey, Andrew,
us.
Say hi to your mom for me.
Yes.
Do you think that, and Andrew's mom, maybe you're just a pure listener, but are you listening just because you know your son likes it and you want to bond with him?
Oh, that's nice.
Oh.
But no, but I'm thinking Andrew might be younger and that his mom is more in the age range where it's normal for her to listen to this.
I think Andrew's mom is younger than Andrew.
Yeah.
Look, that's my probably. Mom also likes Threedom.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Trish, are you kidding me?
A handful of my family members listen to Threedom.
What? A handful?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any more than a handful is too much.
It might be two.
But two handfuls?
Maybe two people.
Well, that's an interesting question. So is there anything that you sort of bonded with one of your parents?
My dad and I had SCTV.
Oh, nice.
We would watch that. STDs.
My dad and I have the same STDs.
That'll bring you together.
And I remember I came home and I said, Dad, I got chlamydia. And he goes, guess what?
Guess who gave it to you?
It runs in the family.
You were born with it. Maybe it's chlamydia.
Chlamydia is a beautiful name for such a terrible thing.
It is. It really is. It's the prettiest disease name, I think. I
want to sing a song about it or write a song about it. Chlamydia. Which? Chlamydia. I'm never getting rid of you.
That's what you wanted to do?
I love you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Such a good song.
We used to watch the Network 90 episodes that would come on Friday nights after Friday night videos or whatever.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
And they were 90 minutes long and we would watch. That was like the only thing that my dad and I shared in that way.
Yeah.
And I remember we would sit at the kitchen table, watch a little TV, and we would like...
Smoke
look
together.
At look at each other laughing.
That's nice.
You know what I mean?
That's nice.
And of course we would smoke together. Yeah.
Yeah.
I recall when I was growing up that my parents would watch Letterman And then they would call me out of my room for the top 10 because I always like the top 10.
Wait, so you were sleeping and you...
No, I was just like, dude, in my room, and then they'd be like, hey, it's time for the top 10. And
at one in the morning?
It wasn't on that late in the Midwest.
Oh, wait, this is the CBS Letterman.
Yeah. Because it started at like...
11:35.
10:30, I would say.
Oh, in the Midwest, it was at 10:30. Oh, you're right.
Time.
Okay, yeah. I like it.
And so I would watch the top 10, and that was always fun. But we, as a family, we watched and continue to watch a lot of TV together. So my mom and I have bonded a lot over 90 Day Fiancé, but I've stopped watching it more recently, but it's annoying because she still wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
So we also both watch The Bachelor, that kind of stuff. We like a lot of reality TV.
Okay.
But yeah.
I had a different upbringing where my parents were always suspicious of anything that I was watching. So, but I will say, like, I think I remember one time I was watching Conan, I think late at night, and my dad got up and came out, and I remember
got up from where?
Got up from his bedroom because it was late. Because I mean, this is
have
like
you heard
one
the
of the
TV.
I don't know if you
watch
heard
that
it.
Racket.
I don't think it was because I was listening to it or watching it pretty softly, but
you're like an inch away from the screen.
I just, now that I'm older, I realize like anything will wake you up and you'll just like be puttering around the house at night. So he came out.
Putzing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So he came out and watched it. And then I remember this very clearly. Andy Richter came out and he said, Andy, baby.
Your dad said
yes.
that?
Because he knows, he knew him?
He knew who he was and he was like
from
excited
you?
To see him.
Andy like in real
baby.
Life?
No, just like he knew him from pop culture.
Oh,
he was like,
funny.
Andy, baby.
Andy, baby.
That's yeah. cute.
And then I remember once he read news stories about the Marvel Civil War event.
What?
And he said that sounded pretty cool.
Oh.
But he didn't read it, of course, because where would he have gotten? But he was like, so are you still reading Marvel comics? I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, yeah, I read a news story about Civil War where the heroes fight each other. It sounds pretty cool.
Oh,
I mean,
nice.
I relate to that because I read stories about war that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's cool, but I'm not going to go.
Well, the Civil War itself, the American Civil War, I read stories about
it's cool,
it.
But I can't,
it's cool,
but I can't get there.
I can't go back in time.
I'm not going to read the happened. Original text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
texts.
Occasionally, I would put on a
war logs.
The Smithereens were something that was just straight ahead rock and roll, where I was watching a live Smithereens concert that was on MTV, and he enjoyed that. But I remember once I put on an REM record, and REM is like as inoffensive as you can get. Mm-hmm. But they did; it was their B-sides record, and they started playing King of the Road. And they were changing the words, and he got very suspicious.
Oh, I remember that. Because he thought something devilish was
yes.
coming.
Yes. So he was like, why are they saying it this way? And got very suspicious that I was listening to the devil. Oh.
Satan is now my Lord.
I was laughing over Christmas with my dad was watching Zootopia with all of us, because all the little kids.
With Shakira?
Were watching it.
Special and, appearance?
Yes.
And I just was looking at him. I was like, did you ever think you'd be sitting here watching this type of movie? It's just so funny. It's like you kind of think, you don't see yourself getting older and watching worse. You know,
think
worse.
You're done watching
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I don't have to watch this stuff
But he
anymore.
Was like kind of like, he was like really watching it. I was like, this is hilarious.
Did he shush you?
He's like, I didn't hear what the elephant said.
Is it a fox who is the lead of Zootopia?
What does the fox say in Zootopia?
No, I'm sorry. I'm mixing up. It was Sing. We were watching Sing.
Oh, Sing.
And that
Sing.
Was funny because it's like these animals singing really earnestly, which is funny. But then
there's no way
like
around
just
it.
Just taking it in. I'm like, this rocks.
Here's what I remember from Zootopia. I only ever seen the trailer.
It's pretty good.
And I think there's a fox, right?
There's a fox in Zootopia.
Jason Bateman is a fox.
And a bunny played by Jennifer Goodwin.
The fox physically somehow reminded me strongly of Drew Tarver.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah,
yeah, he's got Drew Tarver energy.
He looks identical to him.
Yeah.
He looks. Well, Drew Tarver, I thought it was Drew.
Drew is a fox. We should mention that.
He is a stone cold fox.
You guys, I'm reporting you to HR.
Oh, no.
Why?
Three me, I'm over.
HR.
Drew
doesn't
even work
here. I mean her. It's someone.
H-E-R.
H-E-R.
It's Drew's assistant.
She can play some guitar licks.
Yeah.
In sunglasses? Okay, look, Andrew, that's going to be it. But
in sunglasses?
How's she going to
do never takes
that?
Them off unless she's
how's
in the color purple.
Was that true?
How's she going to see the strings?
How are you going to see your fingers and where they're at? It's going to come out all blink, 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 blink.
How are you going to do it?
Andrew, thank you so much for sending us the voicemail. And hello to you and your mother. It's so nice, your listeners.
Yes, thank you so much.
And that's what a threemium is.
That's what a threemium
is. It's just like that.
And just like that.
JDS.
And it's just like that.
Just like that. And it's just if you want to leave us a voicemail, go to hagclaims8.com and you can be heard on these threemium episodes.
Just like Andrew and by proxy his mom were.
That's right. Thanks, Mom.
Goodbye forever.
Bye.